At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel's Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
And we back live from Wingstop, 50th and O Street. If you were sitting back, let it play, Bach. Let it play, Bach. There we go. We got to wake the people up right now. It's 11 o'clock. It's lunch hour. If you need some lunch, get to 50th and O Street, 29th and Pine Lake Road, or 28th and Superior. One of our three locations, we got all types of different types of wings. Atomic, mild, mango habanero, hickory smoke, Cajun, lemon pepper, original hot, garlic parmesan, spicy Korean and Hawaiian. Listen, my best, the butter, the biscuits, the bread that I never knew we had, and I know we got it. All right. Woo! That's the way you bring a show in. You heard me? That's the way you bring a show in. Anyway, the captain is at Wingstop, 50th and O Street. We're giving away a total of 100 gift cards. Okay, $100 in gift cards. That's 4. If you come down here and give me 50 sit-ups. How you doing? About to drop. She about to drop in a minute. What is she about? 8 months? Big. Woo! Anyway, so you come down and you do 50 sit-ups. 50 sit-ups of Coach Jackson's, of what I like. And then you get you a $25 gift card. So come on down here. I'm on 50th and O. Get you some chicken wings. www.wingstop.com for you people that want to, that's at work, that can't leave. You can get it Uber Eats, DoorDash, all those good things. They'll come pick it up, deliver it to you. Chicken wings from the Wing Expert, where flavor gets its wings. We also got a store in Grand Island. Bach, where you at, man? Don't get scared now, Bach. Show yourself, Bach.
Oh, I didn't know if we put ourselves on the stream when you're at Wingstop.
Show yourself. Kidding me? When it's just me and you, Bach? It's me and you.
All right, that'll work for me.
I'm getting a little playback. Hey, Jake, get over here. I'm getting playback from somewhere. Is this thing on?
Right here. Give me a second.
Playing with me, Joe. Jake playing with me right now, Bach. Jake playing
working
with
out
me,
the
Bach.
Kinks, working out the kinks.
What kinks?
I don't know.
We don't have kinks.
Well, there was one. That seemed like a kink.
That ain't a kink. That's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Look how Jake do me. Bam.
Oh, there you go.
High C orange, baby. Right here. You can get all type of different flavors of high C.
I like how you're underneath the wings sign, too, because that's what I always think about. Wings.
Every time you hear the commercial?
Yeah, wings.
Most importantly, wings.
That's right.
Hey, so listen, 11:30, we got a Rock'em Sock'em show. 11:30, we're going to talk to Chris Brooks Sr. You don't want to miss that interview. Chris Brooks Jr., I call him Junior, but Chris Brooks Jr. is at the University of Wisconsin, receiver, who could see some significant time as a true freshman at the University of Wisconsin. What's your thoughts on that, Bach?
I'm excited. I've been kind of following him along, too, of course, because Chris Brooks was played here at Nebraska. He was a highly recruited player. I think back in the Callahan days was when he was playing. But
yeah, he started with Callahan, ended with Bo.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be interesting. I can't wait to see. I mean, you hate to see, but I mean, we've seen it before. This isn't the first time a former Husker son is heading off to a rival, but there it is again.
Yeah, see, that is what we can't have happen. You know what I mean? Especially, I mean, if you really look at Chris Brooks Jr. and look at what he is, he's taller and bigger now than he was as a senior in college or in high school, which is, I'm like, dude, is this the same kid? Is he 6'4 or 6'5? What's going on? Jeez. What's really going on? It's truly, truly unbelievable to see how these – see, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Some kids have growth spurts. They might go from 6 foot to 6'5 over summertime. That's the way it bounces. What I don't want to do is we can't let those kids get away. We can't let those kids go to schools like Iowa, schools like Wisconsin, that, see, this year you're going to finish up with those schools. And then you've got people who from the area that may be the cause of you losing the game because they're that type of player. It doesn't matter who they have. I feel like we're going to get the job done. But when guys like Noah Fant, who is from my alma mater, Omaha South, and when those type guys beat you, when, you know, he had like 8 catches for 130 yards, when guys like that beat you, you ask yourself, what were we thinking? As my brother says, Cletus, what were you thinking? Slugging your own brava. I'm just saying, man. Come on, Chase B. Don't be doubting me, Chase B. I opened the show today, Chase B. Cleveland Mike, wait. I'm at the wrong wing stop. No! Cleveland Mike, we're at 50th and O Street, man. You didn't hear the commercials? Most importantly, wings.
He's got some extra work to get him those push-ups, those sit-ups.
Now you got to do 50 sit-ups and 25 push-ups now, Cleveland Mike. So come on down, Cleveland Mike. I mean, I know you're trying to come down. I'm not doing no contest. I'm going to get my 100 in for my boy Bryce, but that's about all I'm going to do. Craig 5-7 says, I think I hurt Thickle's feelings yesterday. What did you do? Craig, what did you do to Nick?
He's at practice, by the way. He'll be here in a little bit.
Uh-oh. That's dangerous. We're going to see which part of practice Nick went and watched. Mm-hmm. Did he go and watch the offensive linemen, or did he go and do what the coach said? Go look at the defensive linemen. Go see what they're doing. Look at the linebackers. See what they're doing. And then work your way back to the defensive backs. But take the defensive backs later. The first customer of the day since I've been here. Hallelujah. All right, so Jory 84 says, maybe if our team focused on beating Northwestern instead of, Lincoln NIL Club.
Whoa.
We could maybe have a winning season and get these players. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's the Lincoln NIL Club?
That's the collective that they've put together. I guess it's not a collective, but the players put together so you can kind of donate and it goes back to the players. And there's a lot of them, you know, tweeting, trying to get links there. I don't think that's taking their focus off Northwestern, Jory, but it is, I mean, it's what people across the country are doing, starting their own NIL clubs and getting it back to the players now that they're able to do so.
What is the Lincoln NIL Club box? Put me deep. I've never heard. Why haven't I heard of this deal?
So it's like the pool the players kit together. It's a few NIL clubs within the locker room now. Trying to remember what the other one's called. But in any case, just kind of getting together. And you know, there's a list of them. I think I can't remember if the Lincoln one or the other one has a certain list, and then the other one's just for the team in totality. But it's so you can donate money, and then the players can split up the NIL amongst themselves. And, you know, it's something that's going to work. It's going on, you know, there's East Lansing NIL Club. There's the Iowa City NIL Club. They're all – everybody's doing it. So
who's in control of this deal?
I think the players. I don't know if it's anybody in particular.
I need to get to whoever's the boss. I need to see what's going on here. If you're the boss of the Lincoln NIL Club, contact me on the ticket. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, this is the first I've heard of that. But you know what? Good for the players. I think at the end of the day, the more money that they can get in their pocket, the better. But I think this can be a distraction when you've got players that should be focused on playing football, worrying about what they're getting in the NIL. Right now, it's football time. You know what I mean? What you do in this on this football field is going to determine how much NIL money you get. So stop with the freebies. And I get it. But I think at the end of the day, we have to do a better job of making sure we get the football part right. You know, we can get the money will come if you get the football part right. If you don't get the football part right, you're in trouble.
Yeah, the NIL will flow quite nicely if you start winning. But looking up the NIL club's website, it says financially supports 90-plus Nebraska football players. You get to join the ultimate fan experience, so you're going to get membership benefits of message boards that's only for the NIL club. Looks like digital events with the players, different content from the players that you won't get. And then, of course, the players get paid. That's the point of the whole thing. Right now, they've got a $50,000 monthly goal that they're trying to hit with the Lincoln NIL club, and they're not too close. So if you want to join, if you want to help out the football team in that way, there's an opportunity, there's an avenue.
What do you mean they're not too close? Do they have how much they made already?
Yeah, they've got it listed up there, which maybe they might change the website and take that off if it doesn't, or maybe they're just aiming high, but they have $1,895 so far.
I'm not laughing.
Maybe last month was better. I don't know. This is the start of a new month.
I'm not laughing at the club. I expected to hear you say 18,000.
Yeah, I know. It's not off to a running start here.
Hey, listen, fans are just as smart. I mean, we all know I'm a fan now, and if I'm gonna donate my money, I want to donate to something that's really, popping and doing what it's supposed to do. And to me, you start doing all these different collectives. Sometimes it takes away from what we're trying to do as a football team. And sometimes, the love of money is the root of all evil. So you got to be very, very careful what we're doing. I mean, your goal of $50,000, and that goes to what? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to buying a house? Are they going to setting themselves up with a nice 401k? Are they going to – what is this money going to? Is it going to help them after their career? Because I would like to see something, if you set it up, something like this, and even if it is $50,000 a month, they don't get the money until they leave the university, or they don't get it until they graduate. I think it needs to be tied to some type of, since we're paying, to some type of, you get paid for play. I mean, that's basically what it is. But you gotta change the narrative, man. You can't be asking people for a ton of money and you've been getting your head kicked in around here. So when you get to the point where you're doing some head kicking, then I guarantee the money's gonna flow like a water faucet. It won't ever turn off until we turn the spigot off.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Like you said, if they win, it's going to start going. I think that as I mentioned, I believe there's another sort of grassroots NIL club that they've got as part of the team, and so maybe you're kind of splitting the money there. Maybe need to kind of try to get those groups together. yeah, I mean, it's just kind of looking more into it. It's not like you have to. Obviously, with 90 members and only almost $1,900, it's not like you have to give $1,000 to get in this thing. It's looks like the minimum commitment amount is about $5 per month, as low as $5 a month. Obviously, you can go a little bit higher. So,
yeah, and I mean, I think that's a good. That's definitely a good thing for the players. Dusty says, "I get the yours, Chase, in a minute." So it's like a player get $500 for a sack. 754 INT, 500 for the line if a back hit 120 yards rushing. I think something that would be good. It gives them something to reach for. You don't just put a pile of money together and be like, yeah, each player gets 500. No, I think you tie it to, some type of incentive. Because I'm telling you, if it was incentivized for me to be able to make this money, based on my incentive, I think that's what I would be doing, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would, I mean, maybe in an ideal world, the problem is this thing is so messy. I like what SMU did, which is kind of grouped together their money that they have, and obviously it's not SMU, it's whatever group is supporting SMU, but they're grouping together their money to, and they think that they've got this, they can pull in $3.5 million, I believe, a year, and then everybody gets $36,000. Every scholarship SMU football player and then basketball player is going to get $36,000, so it's not so much incentive-based there, but it's just covering everybody, making sure if you're going to come to SMU, you're taken care of.
Right. Okay, so Chase B says, VJ, you're on the streak of being on time, and Sipple's on a losing streak on Shut Up, Sipple. Come on, Sip, get it together. Jake, what are you doing to Sip? You dumbing them down, or are you supposed to be helping them out? 8 of 10 sits on a losing streak. Holy smokes. Come on, Sip. If you listen, Sip, I'm with you, man. Jory84 says, exactly, VJ, if you win games, the NI money will flow, and you wouldn't have to advertise. But it's hard for people to give money to a 3-19. I mean, at the end of the day, you are what have you done for me lately? And lately our record was 3-9. So I don't want to go back to that, but Jory's exactly right. You know, if you go 8-4, that changes the narrative a little bit. You know what I mean? That shows that you're doing well. Now, 8-4 to me is still under what Nebraska is supposed to be. My entire life, I'm 47, soon to be 48, the Lord will. If I've been here for 47 years, I've only known Nebraska to win 9 games or more, aside from the last 20 years. So we want to get back on the winning bus at 9-3 and keep that at 9-3. Terrell Farley, who's supposed to be here today, who claims he was on his way, he says, oh, wait a minute. So Terrell Farley's listening. See, Terrell, you think you slick. Hurry up and get up in here. I see right now it says J-Song would be the Pink Panther theme song. And then 807, he's talking about Big Mouth VJ. You got some you got some explaining to do, Sucker MC. And then right now we're talking about, you know, this whole Lincoln NIL deal. $10 a player is what T. Farley said. That's what a player get, $5 a month. I don't know. No, it's more than $5 a month. It's like $500 a month if it's 100 players. Still, though, if they're getting $50,000 a month.
Well, I think he's just saying that NIL, if they've raised $1,900 so far and they've got 90 players to feed, then you're not going to get too much out of that right now.
Well, that's not even $10 a player.
Yeah.
That's a little bit less than that. Anyway, I mean, once you figure in, you know, there's cost to running whatever ads that they're running for this deal. So I'm loading, and I'm kind of slow over here, Bach.
Huh. We can hear you fine.
H for H says, sounds like online panhandling to me. What do you think about that, Bach? Online panhandling? Is that what that is?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's, again, that there's this big red fan club that they've also got, same type of deal. You get, if you join, you get membership benefits, exclusive content with the team. So I think it's just a bit split. And then the other thing is, I believe I've got to look it up, but many institutions have gone to just having like an open doors page on like the Husker. If you go to the Husker roster page, click on the player, open door, so you can give the money directly to the player that you want to through that avenue. So in this new world of NIL and trying to get it all kind of categorized and where you, I mean, there's just a lot of different ways that you can do it. So to expect a big number, while I would love it, I mean, I think that would show strength in numbers for the Nebraska fan base. I don't know if you're going to get $50,000 a month, but you know, I think this is the second month that they've got it going. So maybe, like we said, football season's in play. Once they start winning, maybe you really get a lot more interest in people donating there. So there's just a lot of different ways to donate.
Yeah, I tell you, I was just thinking about that. Like, you know, they got to pay taxes. I believe they got to pay taxes on this money. So it just could get out of hand is what I'm saying. I mean, and I just think there's a certain level of – I have to – do what I'm supposed to do on the football field first before I could ever take money. To me, this is me, you know, before I could take money, first of all, these kids are getting more money than they ever have ever in the history of football, just on scholarship check. I mean, you're talking almost $2,000. So, you know, and if you get the Pell Grant, that's another $10,000, you know, and I'm not saying that they don't need that because it would have been nice, especially if you was like me who had a baby in tow when I catch you. Yeah, it would have been cool. But if there is no governorship of what they do with this money, is this a free-for-all to go to the mall, to go to all these different places and get, you know, get your life's dream of tennis shoes, of Jordans, of all these latest and greatest things, you know? So to me, it's about playing on the football field, and it should start with that first.
Yeah, I think so too, and maybe that's what they're waiting for is to start to get that going. I just think it'd be really hard to nail down the incentive based like if you get five sacks and you get $5,000 or whatever, I think that that would be hard to do, because what happens to the money if there's still a pool of money at the end of the year, nobody reached their goals, and just move it on to the next year? I mean,
yeah, the skiing carries over.
There you go. Are the donors okay with that donated their money?
Why not?
I don't know.
I mean, I think when you start tagging things to performance, it gets you going. I mean, I played for the Arena League, and I played in, like, 1998 for the Iowa Barnstormers. And so it was like rookies really didn't get paid. And one of the things I was like, you know, I'm coming from Nebraska, three-time champ. Like, oh, yeah, you know, feeling myself. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need more money for it. I'm going to have to renegotiate this contract. And so I kind of renegotiated my contract myself, got a couple grand down, and had so many things tied to, if I get 10 tackles, I get this much money. If I get this many yards, this many catches, I get this much money. But it was tied to everything I do, which, guess what? I wanted to do everything on the football field, because the more I did, the more money I made.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can police that. I just think that if you're going to do things like that, tie it to performance. I mean, and if not, do it the way we talked about. Give everybody a piece of the pie equally.
Hey, VJ, where were you? Where was the Lincoln Lightning? Why were you on a Nebraska-based arena team?
I did. I played for the Lincoln Lightning.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, you know, I dislocated my kneecap. My professional career was marred with injury, by the way. But I dislocated my kneecap, and I thought, man, you know, freak accident. Nobody was around me. I was just bam, just popped. Yeah. And so at some point, you know, you want to say, do I want to get old and see my grandkids get older and be able to play with them and run around with them? Probably. So, you know, sometimes there's a point in time in every man's life he has to put football down and just become a spectator. Where I'm there now. Spectator.
I'm just making sure you weren't playing for the rival Iowa and not giving the Nebraska teams a chance.
Yeah, whatever. I played for I played for Omaha first, and then I went to – well, no, at this time, you got to think, Bach. This is – how old were you in 1999?
I was 9 years old.
Okay, you got to think. This is 1999. There was no Lincoln – Omaha and Lincoln teams. Mm-hmm. This was just Arena One. That's all they had. You know, and everything else was – remember they had these semi-pro teams, they used to call them back then. So if you had Arena One, and that's it, and the closest thing to Nebraska was the Barnstormers.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why we did it. Listen, I'm down here at Wingstop. Terrell Farley's supposed to be coming. We're going to talk to Chris Brooks Sr., who has a son who started at Nebraska, played at the Colts. I don't know if he got a championship. I think he might even got a championship at the Colts, I believe. Played with Peyton Manning. It'd just be a great conversation. Played for Callahan. Played for Bo. Talk about some differences. His son's at Wisconsin. More live from 50th and O Street, Wingstop, www.wingstop.com. Holla at your boy!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.